day, everyone. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning into Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Charlotte Jean, Officer of Recreation and Community Life for the Town of Sutton, who will be chatting with us about Sutton's recent involvement in Participation's Community Exercise Challenge, for which they are crowned the most active community in Quebec. So Charlotte, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Really appreciate it.
Sutton was officially just crowned the most active community in Quebec, and I believe you were in the top 10 in Canada as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we did really good all throughout the month. We started really strong and kept on climbing because everyone got so involved and we had really good momentum. So we did really well all throughout the month of June.
And how did the challenge work exactly? How was it calculated? How did this work?
So it's a challenge where you have to put in your minutes of physical activity in an app or on the website. Participation is an organization that's all across Canada. So All communities in Canada were invited to participate in this challenge that they host from June 1st to June 30th. And the idea is that any activity that gets you moving, you put in your minutes in the app or on the website, and it goes towards your community because of your postal code. So we were really encouraging everyone to get moving. It could be, you know, take your bike or walk to do your grocery shopping, even cleaning counts, going for a walk with your dog. So any kind of activity like that.
And do you know how many people you had involved in this challenge exactly?
Yes, we had 275 people that put in minutes towards our community, and we had 16 organizations as well. So it was all the organizations that do physical activity in Sutton, but also cultural organizations. School was involved. The kindergarten was involved. So really, everyone kind of got together and got active.
Okay, and I know that the municipality organized some activities as well to kind of bring people together. Are you able to speak on that a little bit and what sort of activities you did to, you know, to reach this feat?
Yeah, totally. So we organized an activity that lasted all throughout the month of June. It was Dance Sutton.
Okay.
So we worked with a local artist. Her name is Maud Lecourt, and she choreographed a short dance and put out a tutorial. And we invited everyone to practice it at home, put in their minutes in the app, obviously towards our community. And then we all got together at an intersection with Main Street to perform on June 28th. So it was a really nice way to kind of close on this month. It was about 60 people to keep this kind of going throughout all of the month. We had organizations that filmed themselves doing the dance as well and published it. So the school, the co-op gym Sutton did it. We did it, the administration as well, with the council members. About 12 of us danced just outside City Hall right here, and we published it as well. And the final video is also available on the website and the Facebook page if you want to go see it. It was a really nice dance party.
Why did the municipality think that it was important to, you know, to get involved in this challenge?
So a few people and organizations participated last year, and we wanted to really get organized this year because, well, Sutton is such an active town. You know, we have the mountain, we have all of our parks. There's many ways to be active throughout the town, and it's really a part of our DNA. So we got organized, and we really kind of jumped on the occasion to show that we are the most active community in Quebec, maybe next year, most active community in Canada. We'll see.
Yeah, because you were up against some big cities and you still cracked the top 10.
Absolutely. We are so proud. It really, really shows how, you know, dynamic and active the community is and how, you know, involved the organizations and the residents are. It's really a victory for everyone.
And being crowned the winner of this means that you received a cash prize as well, if I'm correct.
Yes, it's $15,000 that we can put towards physical activity in our community. So we're putting it towards a project that we get asked a lot about, especially from the younger population, the teens. So we're putting it towards making a new basketball court. We don't have one in Sutton. We have a few activities like the skate park that the younger population uses, but we want to, you know, add more so that everyone has an activity that they can do in Sutton. And this we get asked about a lot, so we're really, really happy that we can put that money towards such a beautiful project. So we're thinking about doing it in Parc Goyette Hill, where the skate park is already, so it's going to be a good place to like put that basketball court. And you know, the cash prize finances part of it, but not all of it. So we need to see how we're going to finance the rest. So we're going to keep thinking about that and probably start, you know, getting closer to that next year.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the challenge, Charlotte, that you think would be important for people to know, or just a word to the community.
I think I just want to say thank you to everyone that got involved in Sutton, that helped us, you know, show that we are the most active community in Quebec. It was a lot of fun to participate in this, and we're going to do it again next year, even bigger.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.